quarter.
Yeah, I'll send you guys everything too.
Yeah, that'd be great, yeah.
Start off with a newbie. You want to do? I am. He's rolling through the riffs for Jenny.
I know they don't like the others before.
second. We started playing, and I was like, holy Body shit. That was cool. Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah, it did.
What's that for you?
No, it sounds great. Everything sounds great.
Yeah, that immediately just like, boom, went right in.
No, I think it sounds great. And I think the fact that your two guitars sound so different really complements.
And that's important in that song. Yeah. There's a grinding rhythm, and then that doo-doo-doo-doo. Yeah. Yeah, that was great. Very fun.
Awesome.
I don't know if it's because I'm way over here, but can you turn up a little bit? But not if it's going to blow everybody out.
Sure.
Because I know you're way close.
Let's do another newbie.
That was sweet.
Yeah. I mean, let's just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Which one? Summer 69. You cool with that?
Yeah. Sure.
Go for the new ones right away.
School, I don't make it, let me try real hard. Jimmy quit, Joey died.
sounded good. Harmony sounded good.
Yeah, your timing is good. Because I was dragging it a little bit, so you were right on the money.
He's awesome. We might as well do the Weezer song too. We're ready.
I'm gonna do the Weezer.
Let's do the Weezer song. All right. Oh. Come on and kick me.
Wrestlers.
How much volume do you have in your mic, Rich?
Not much.
Check one.
No.
No, yeah.
We're going to need you to do the...
Whoa, whoa.
Yeah, there's a lot of that, man.
All right,
speaking of...
Can you do that?
Check. Yes.
There you go.
Check one, two.
I got my shorts
just
a little higher on
this. This just comes in, right? This is all just runs all together, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How does it start? They're all four count, but everybody comes in together.
Just play the first couple minutes.
Nothing but a J thing.
Did you guys, how about, did you guys learn cumbersome? You want to do cumbersome?
Yeah.
bit sloppy.
Yeah, it was sloppy.
Yeah. Kind of knew that going.
Yeah, all right. Well, we tried. That's practice.
We tried.
Thanks for your lyrics. Thanks for letting me.
Yeah. We'll work on that.
Okay, we've never done that.
Huh?
We give partial credit.
Partial credit? We got to the end without stopping.
They can't all be winners.
Yeah. That's right.
We did make it all the way through.
Almost. Kind of a one-time short.
All right.
I think the, when we go into that interlude, I think the bass, doesn't it just right away?
It does, but the beat was off, and I was trying to figure out where he was,
right, that's
where
cool.
to come in, and it just screwed me all up. But
is there drums in that part?
There's a lot of
cymbals. Yeah, I get that.
And it's really quiet. Actually, it's just me and you with like a very light guitar.
Was that
a
baby? That was.
Ziggy?
Sure.
Like
that. Yeah, we have the electric.
Very cool, very cool.
Thank you.
upon like the main riff after the G, we just all stopped.
Yeah, that's awesome. I like that.
Rich, I think you should turn up like one knot.
Fuzz. You don't have to tell me twice.
He's like, hell yeah.
You should turn up. Okay! You can stay up yet.
Yeah, you should finish them.
Tony's like, shut up. Hey, I don't know if I said this last time we played. I think it was a different song. But I really heard that like bass run. Did I say that last time?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. I like it again.
You're like, I didn't notice that in the song.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah, it does like a couple runs in that song. And that's where it's prominent, right?
That was one
that
I just didn't happen to be having to pay too much attention to while I was doing, so I was able to focus. Alright, what do we got, Pete?
You wanna play My Own Worst Then? The lit song?
You wanna knock out the ones with acoustic?
Yes.
Since Andy has
so that's
acoustic.
One of the AFC
no
song?
Excuses?
Yeah, absolutely.
How's that tuned?
I'll play it down there.
I was gonna play, you know, switch and play it a half step down.
Tell me. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
fretting, but you're not barring the high two strings.
Tony. I got the, I don't know, it's like from the variety pack.
Oh, nice. Just grab, I'll grab one next to me. Is it an IPA?
This is an IPA. I'm not sure what else is
in. Did you say you were a developer?
Yeah.
So you actually write code?
I write code.
I have a friend who's working on an app, and he's looking for a couple of guys who might be interested in stuff. I don't know if I just give you his number, you'll call it, you'll love me, it's hilarious, he's a really funny guy.
Definitely.
Yeah. He's got
an app developer.
Plenty of resources. I just put him in touch with that other guy I told you I knew, who does more like software architecture, manages groups of developers.
Mm-hmm.
This guy won't tell me, obviously,
yes,
he won't tell me what the app is, but
that's fine. Get some magic.
But it's probably going to be
yes.
fun.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So the guy's name is Joe. He's hilarious. He's
oh,
really a fun guy. The other guy's name is Kurt. He's
had
a club
one
plunk
or something.
It's really
well,
cool.
And that's just we never did.
Software
software.
Yeah.
And now it's an easy one.
We,
it's just a matter of
I'll
give
you
the
idea.
I think
we
never
even
touched it.
Actually, it didn't sound bad for a half ass.
No, it sounded pretty good, actually, for a stumble.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Bye.
Want to take five?
Yeah, she could be here.
Yeah,
we can wait until
no
she gets
excuses
through.
Is like the perfect song, as far as I'm concerned. It's got
melody. It's like everybody loves it. It's fun to play. Everybody knows it. Everybody loves it. It's got acoustic. It's got electric. The bass is prominent. The drums are really
good. Awesome.
Drumming's more actually percussion. We call it percussion in the drums.
Yeah.
And he's got everything going.
Yeah.
It's like the perfect song.
It is.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
Yeah. They did a great. They played that Unplugged, right?
They did. That whole Unplugged session was incredible. Yeah, they did that one Unplugged.
Mm-hmm.
I stumbled upon this song. I don't know if you guys know it on YouTube. I remember it from. It's a Baltimore band, but I think they were like nationwide. SR71. Did you ever hear it?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like upbeat, like pop punk. I'll play it for you guys or something. Maybe
okay.
Down the road. It's a little quick. I'll have to see. It's called Right Now. Wait.
We'll play it right through my stereo.
Don't want to wait till tomorrow.
Did you have a screamer last time?
Dan Halen?
Rich, what?
Don't
did you have a tube screamer last time?
Till tomorrow.
So you want to
why put it off another day?
I got one of these for sale right now.
You got like an aux cord?
Brandon, I bought it for my son.
I don't believe it's been played twice. Oh, really?
I bought it, Brandon. Is that the turbo tube screamer?
Yeah.
I had the same exact one.
Yeah, I use it for like a little bit of a dirty boost. Not like this is more of like a distortion, dirty channeling.
Yeah, this is the R&B crunchy, perfect, overdriven tube sound.
Yeah.
You know, just I heard if you got a tube amp, it'll put it in.
If you guys don't like it,
only drop
it.
Something
we're going for. Cool. Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Were they a popular band at one
time? They were a football one. I didn't see Maryland for 16 years.
Yeah.
My birthday is in next month. 33 and a half, 34 next month.
So when I was in high school, in like in 2 years, 3 years, and 4 years, I was in high school. That's when this stuff, like MXR was the name in boxes.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. That switch, that book, that box. And they had a whole line. You went in any music store.
You said that,
If I had a gig and a guy and no maybe stage space at all, somebody set this up. I literally would not care
right,
about
right.
Now. But this was a good set. Sounds good. People tend to play a little better. A little
five toms too, that's nice.
Yeah, cool. Just gonna get a mic, set of mics for him. Sooner or later I'm gonna do that and get my own mixer. I'll just put my own mixer like over here. I'll mic them all up in the mixer and I'll just start a mixer.
Yeah.
Can you buy all that stuff? Not a lot of places have to put space for all that stuff. You get up on stage, you know, typically it's like a little tiny thing.
Right. I was in Nashville a couple weeks ago and there's so much live music there. But every venue had a venue drum set because no one was bringing drums in the middle of it. The band would show up to the RS and look at the muscle field. And some of the stages were like, the whole stage was the size of this area, you know, the guitars would just be like right here.
Yeah, it's really tough to play some of the best drums, especially with pedals. If they're not adjusted, it'll sound like a novice. You'll screw up. Because you know, all the spring tensions are adjusted, you know, like, you can't stop and sort of feel the screw up. I remember we were, my girlfriend and I were at this place. It was on City Line Avenue. It was just a length of it. It was in the old Adams One Hotel. I don't even think the Adams One Hotel was there. We were there, and they were like, hey, you know, we have a special thing tonight. You know, drummer contest. If there's any drummers out there, we're going to have a contest. You guys are going to square off against them. And my girl was like, you're going up.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, we can do this. I can hang with this, right? So, like, five guys play drums. We got in line. And we had to play the band's set, right? So here I am, I'm in front of like hundreds of people, like, okay, you're up, your turn, right? I sit down, the pedals were completely, I mean, for the guy sat like on the floor, he could not have been a more completely mismatched set. You gotta sit down and just start wailing, and it was terrible. And I'm like, I must have sounded so terrible, I felt like getting up going, no, I'm not that bad, the pedals were fucked up.
And they're just like drum solo go.
Yeah, they're like go. And then they were like, okay, who liked this guy? You know, there's like, you hear like crickets. And then one guy shows up with sticks. And I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Right.
You know, what is this? The guy, obviously, he's a ringer. You know, he knew this was going on. I didn't know this was going on. And then he hears up terrible. I don't know if he was his set or what. Or Fender?
That's Acoustics Martin.
Oh, it's Martin. Really? Wow.
Yeah. Cool.
So the two songs you sent me, obviously, Flirt with Disaster, right?
I'd like to do that. We'll get these cats on board with that. And the other one, the Eve 6 song, is that the one that was going through the list anyway?
Yeah.
I Was Swallowing My Pride, that one there?
Yeah.
You know what? I listen to these things, and sometimes I think they'll sound good, sometimes I don't, and I'm like, you know what, we just got to do it.
Inside
and
out.
And if it works, you keep it. If
yeah.
not, you move on to something else.
I would trickle
them. It's not like I'm in love with either one of them.
Right.
You try them. Sometimes they sound good. Sometimes they don't.
And check them out.
Just move on.
Very cool.
Yeah, I was telling Tony.
So I said, we gotta just kind of think outside the box a little bit, let some things fly and see. It's all good, dude.
Yeah, I saw something on the internet. Apparently, she's like hit the wall.
Who?
Stacey Keebler.
Oh, that's because Clooney felt her, man.
She wanted to have a baby, and he said no.
She was going to have George Clooney?
Yeah, they were together for a couple years. And she wanted his kid. He refused. So she said, fuck you. And moved on and hooked up with somebody else and immediately got pregnant. Because she wanted to have a baby. Meanwhile, he, you know, hooks up with that Arabian fucking lawyer, princess, Abdal or whatever her name is. Who's got more money than God. And I'm sure if she wants a baby, he'll give us 15 of them.
Like they went through the neighborhood from
yeah.
the other direction.
All good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, they're here.
Oh.
We need retribution on Cumberson.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to
just
work on it.
Oh, yeah.